sense of, out of all the hundreds that we have, I wanted the two or three that I feel most personify, if we're allowed to say such a thing, personify that that tzaddik. So we're just doing a few of the stories. As we did last week, we were talking about the Baal Shem Tov's work in the area of tikkun neshamas, meaning of rectifying, of repairing damaged souls. Jews who had, who were either amongst the living or were no longer amongst the living, who because of their sins required and needed the help of the Baal Shem Tov. After they left this world, the Baal Shem Tov spent so much of his time trying to help these neshamas, and we spoke about that Indian a little bit last week. And we also read a couple of stories. I'm trying to be careful to do everything as it was recorded by the tzaddik, and not stam storytellers. There are a lot of people that wrote stories of Baal Shem Tov and added and took away, but we have old sources, and to try as much as possible to stick to the sources as much as we can, because we have to be careful not to change anything of the chalila from what we have. The story that we're going to do now should take just a couple of minutes, and then we're going to begin to do. And there'll be a second handout about the ptira, the histalkus, the death of the Baal Shem Tov. Shavuos was just his yard site. So let's do this story now. It's on page 179 of the handout from last week. It's on the bottom. Shirosim is Imrosim Shal Omrei Tehillim. This is a story that was told quite often in Chabad. It's a Mesor that goes through the Tzaddikim, through the Mezuzah Magid. It goes through the Mezuzah Magid and the Tzaddikim of Chabad. And it was seen as being so important in Chabad tradition that it was actually printed, but that the last Rebbe, the Friedrich Lubavitch Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak, decided to have it printed. He didn't decide. He commanded that it should be printed in all the Siddur. So in the back of the Siddur, it's considered to be a story of such important value. Now the reason that we're doing it now is because it typifies the whole derech of the Baal Shem Tov, and it's very beautiful and it's very simple, and I think that we could use this chizik. But again, for additional stories, you'll look in the Svarim that are available in many languages. It's on the bottom of page 179. It says Shirosim is Imrosim Shel Omrei Tehillim. That something took place in one of the Shabbases of the summer that caused a great commotion amongst all the disciples of the Baal Shem Tov. That Shabbos, there were many, many guests, and amongst the guests, there were a lot of simple Jews. Melsanim, Avdiadoma, tax collectors, and farmers, and Baalim Alocha, all types of laborers, Naitei Krumim Veganos, gardeners, and so on, Megadli Behemoth Vaifis, Baruch Leishuk, merchants, Vidomehem, Amcha, regular Yidden Jews, hardworking Jews in those days. In those days, the poverty was oppressive in these areas. And these were hardworking Jews that came to spend Shabbos with the Baal Shem. Besudas ha'layla shalaisa Shabbos hera Baal Shem Tov iskarbus gedorlo la'orchem ha'pshutim. The meal of that Friday night, the Baal Shem Tov ate with everyone, the Baal Shem Tov showed a tremendous amount of love. He was makar very much the simple Jews. La'echad nosen v'koysoy matman ha'yayin ha'nisha mekiddush. The Baal Shem Tov, to one of them, the Baal Shem Tov gave a little bit of wine that he had left in his cup. He gave from Kiddush. He gave to one of these Jews. To another Jew, he gave his cup. Can you imagine? You can have what you can get for that nowadays. he gave the cup. And to another Yid, he gave a piece of the shirayim from the challah. He gave this one fish, and he gave this one meat. And many other ways that he showed his karvus, that he was reaching out to the simple people in a way that caused the chavrayi kadisha, that means the great disciples, to be in a state of wonder, wonder in parentheses, on their level, whatever that means, kina, jealousy. That then we'll see afterwards in the story what develops, that the Talmidim were very upset, the students were very upset, that the Baal Shem Tov was showing such attention he was lavishing such attention upon the amcha, upon the simple people. The custom by the Baal Shem Tov was that all the guests who had come for Shabbos would only eat two out of the three meals in the Baal Shem Tov's presence. I guess they had a large room set up, and two out of the three meals, guests from other towns, the people, the guests, they would come and they would eat two of the meals with the Baal Shem. The Suda Achas Ashniya, however, when it came to the second meal of Shabbos, meaning when it came to lunch on Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos morning, Ha'isim Yuchedes Rak B'Shila Talmidim Achavai Kedisha. Lunch, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh ate, the Baal Shem Tov ate with those closest Talmidim, with the disciples. V'oz lo hirshu ha'orchim ha'pshutim shalais ha'shabbos, achrei ochlam Suda Shabbos b'veisam, l'veis ha'knesses, shal Baal Shem Tov b'zman ha'Suda Shniya. So the guests, all those laborers, those simple Jews, the Amcha, they weren't permitted to come. I'm sure they wanted to come. They wanted to come to the shul, to the Beis Medrash, the Baal Shem Tov was conducting that meal, lunch with the tzaddikim, but they weren't allowed to. They were given just to eat. They ate. They were comfortable, but they weren't allowed to spend that. That meal was special for the talmidim to be with the students. So since they were very simple people, they went instead to the shul someplace. They went elsewhere. They didn't know what to do. It's amazing. They didn't go to sleep. They went to sleep. They went to say tilim. Now the Baal Shem Tov sat down for the second meal. See, there's a talmidim ish al makomo. He arranged the students, each of the students was arranged in a certain order. The Baal Shem Tov was extremely particular about which students sat where. And they were not allowed to switch that order at all. He was extremely particular. As it was his custom always. And sometimes he would move them around in different places. But everybody had to wait to be seated. The Baal Shem Tov began to say Torah at the beginning of the meal. And the students were enjoying this. They have the Rebbe all to themselves, and they were hearing deep Torah. This is fantastic. When they saw that the Baal Shem Tov was in a very good mood, their joy became even greater. They each felt so grateful, the kindness of Hashem, Shazoch Lius Metalmidik Desh Hashem Baal Shem Tov, what a schus they had to be students of the Baal Shem Tov. But some of the students at that time began to think, at that time they were thinking, Madua Baal Shem Tov Makarvis Anoshim Apshutim, the Kiruv Nalim and his Govim. They were thinking, they didn't say it, but they were thinking, this is the real thing. Here with the Baal Shem Tov, and he's saying these deep things. Why is the Baal Shem Tov wasting? Like even thinking, why was the Rebbe wasting his time with those simple people? So he gave them so much attention. They would never understand what the Baal Shem Tov is saying. We are the ones who understand the Baal Shem Tov. They don't understand the Baal Shem Tov. Why is the Baal Shem Tov such a shaykhus to those people? So they're having these thoughts. All of a sudden, the Baal Shem Tov's face took on a very, very serious, very intense look. And he went into a state of great dveikus, of attachment to Hashem. And he said, then in a place where Baal Tshuva are, the Gemara, it's Gemara Brachas. Ain't Sadiqim Gemara Mikhail Malamad. Even the greatest Sadiqim, even the most righteous people cannot be in the place, cannot compete, so to speak, with Bali Tshuva. Yeshnam Shnei Drachim, the Baal Shem Tov said as follows. There are two paths. Yeshnam Shnei Drachim, Avaydis Hashem is Baruch. There are two paths in the service of Hashem. Avaydis Hatzadiqim, Avaydis Bali Tshuva. There's the Avoda of the Tzadiqim, of those who are righteous, of those who are entirely righteous and live lives of righteousness throughout. And there are those who are the avodah, is the service of the Baal Tshuva, of those Jews who have returned, who have come back to Hashem. Hibe Madregus Rabalitshuva. And he said, you should know that the Avodas Hashem of the simple Jews, he wasn't talking about Jews who were brought up non-religious or they went off the track. They were simple God-fearing Jews. But they were simple. The Baal Shem Tov said, you should know that the Avodah of the simple people is like the way that they serve God is equal to the service of the Baalei Tshuva, of the Jews who came back to Hashem. That's how important it is in God's eyes. As the Gemara says, Mamokim Shabbalei Tshuva Aimdim, that the Avodah of Baal Tshuva is even greater, in a certain respect, is even greater than the Avodah of a tzaddik, of a purely righteous person. So these simple Jews, their avodah is on such a madrega of Baalei Tshuva, it's on the level of Baalei Tshuva. Why? So the Baal Shem Tov explained, Liyosam b'hachna v'shiflus b'atzam, because their avodah was with tremendous humility. They were extremely humble. The same way that the avodah of the Baalei Tshuva is with humility, because the Baalei Tshuva remembers things of the past and knows that he or she is capable again of failing in such a way and has failed in the past. Therefore, generally the Baal Tshuva feels a certain sense of humility, feels humble in Hashem's presence. So the Baal Shem Tov said, these simple Yidden, these simple Jews, these hard-working Jews, they're very humble, they're exceedingly humble, and their service of Hashem is with humility. B'chinas charot al ha'avra, they always feel bad about things of the past, the Kabbalah toiv al ha'avra, they always want to be better. Kishagomar Baal Shem Tov is devarv, but the Baal Shem Tov finished this little message. Hischilu lezam eshirim v'nigunim shayim, they began to sing different nigunim songs. V'talmidim shehiru achri Baal Shem Tov v'dvar hiskarvusel ha'anoshim ha'pshutim, and those of the students of the tzaddikim who were guilty of doubting why they were, of thinking why does the Rebbe give so much attention to the simple people, understood. Heivinu shel Baal Shem Tov hirgish v'machshavtim hiruam. They realized that the Baal Shem Tov read their thoughts, as he was always doing. The Baal Shem Tov read their thoughts and knew that they felt upset, that the simple people were giving special attention. That's why the Baal Shem Tov said that. You should know that the simple Jews, their avodah is so precious like Baalei Tshuva. Kasher gamru lezamer, when they finished singing, Pasach Baal Shem Tov is Einav HaKadosh, the Baal Shem Tov opened his holy eyes. He looked a great deal. He looked at length upon each one of the students. And he commanded that each one of the students should place their arm on the right shoulder of the person sitting next to him. So all the students, their arms were connected one to the other. Achrei Kain, after that, Tziva Lazamer, Elu Nigunim K'shem Yoishu Mishlov Miach. The Baal Shem Tov chose certain songs to sing when they were in that position. K'chaloysun Lazamer, when they finished singing, Tziva Aleim Shiyatzmu Einayim. He told them to close their eyes. V'lo Yiftachu Oysen Ada Sheyayim Lehem. And they shouldn't open their eyes until he would tell them. The Baal Shem Tov was sitting on the front of the head of the table. He placed both of his holy arms. He placed his right arm on one student. He put his left arm on the other student. All of a sudden, in this, with their eyes closed, sitting in this way, all the students heard the sound of a very beautiful, a very pleasant song. They heard this beautiful singing together with crying and calling out and begging and beseeching that caused the soul to tremble. They heard on the one hand, they heard that singing voice. They heard people singing, calling out, "Oy, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Imreis Hashem, Imreis Tahayreis, Kesef Tzaruf, Hashem, your words are so beautiful, your words are so pure." Psukim from Tehillim. Because Acher Mezamer V'Omer, at the same time, they heard other calling out, sounds calling out, "Oy, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, V'Chadon Hashem, V'Nisani Tzarfa, they're calling out." The other sound of the was the sound of calling out Hashem, Hashem, please have mercy on me, purify my heart, purify my soul. Zeyosha Abba Yakar, then they heard the sound, someone calling out, Taira Tata, precious father. Chaneini Lukim Chaneini, please Hashem, be kind to me. Kibakachas Yanavshi, my soul depends on you. These are all verses from Tehillim, different kind. One verse that psukim that of happiness and of longing, psukim of crying out and repentance and tshuva and so on. Zetzoy b'kolmar, hoy abba tate gam tzipa motza bayis udra kainla, that even a bird has a house and has a nest, but I don't know how to come to you. Falam is chanavayim b'kol tachnunim avyakar, avrachman, compassionate father, shuveni l'kei yishayna, bring us back to Hashem, v'harfa ka'aschoyim, want to take away the anger, and so on. Hachavraya kadisha b'shomam is kadis ashir v'hazim r'shalamirus ha'tehillim. The holy students, when they heard this extraordinary mixture, these crying out and the songs of Tehillim, Mishtapchus Nefesh Niflah, with such an outpouring, a wondrous outpouring of the soul, Cholu V'Rodu, the students began to tremble. Vimke Neim Hayu Atzumos, they kept their eyes closed. Nozlu Dmoos Meineim Atzman, tears began to pour from their eyes. V'Libam Hayu Shover, and their hearts were broken, V'Rodus, and shouted, Mikolus Tachnunei Balei Atzilim, from the calling, from the outcry of these people who were saying Tehillim. And each one of the students davened inside of his heart, Hashem is Baruch Yazreyu, that Hashem should help him, that Hashem should help him, that he should be able to serve Hashem in such a deep way, as whoever those people are that the Baal Shem Tov gave us the ability to tune into, as the way that they're davening. Oz Heiser, Baal Shem Tov is Yodav Me'al Kaspei Shtei, Ksofei Shnei HaTalmidim HaShiyoshim Yiminim HaSmarli, the Baal Shem Tov took his arms off of the students, they could no longer hear. Because HaShir HaZim HaShaltim, they couldn't hear the Tehillim anymore, V'tzivalam Leftor HaZeneim. And the Baal Shem Tov told them to open their eyes, L'zamer E'elu Nigunim Sh'amalahem, and he told them to sing certain songs. V'amagad HaGadol Mimezrit Zal. We have this story from the Holy Mezrit Shemagad. Shohaya Azgam Kein Ba'isa Mesibush L'Chavrai Kedisha. The Mezrit Shemagad who participated in that great gathering and that Shabbos lunch, Sipur Parm LeTalmidu, he told once to his student, Admar Azokin Balatanya, to the Alter Rebbe, the Balatanya, Shabbaisa Shahu Yulokalus Hanefesh Vegagum Azim Bebchina Ahava Betanugim. The Mezrit Shemagad said that at that time when we held our arms together, I experienced a longing for Hashem that was close to death. That level that's called Ahava Betanugim. A love of delight. That since that time, I've never had the schus of feeling such an attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mezrit Shemagad said that my shoes were wet from perspiration, udmos, and tears, that came from the inner desire to return to Hashem from the depths of my heart. The Mezrit Shemagad said that when the song ended, the Baal Shem Tov continued. They all sat quietly while the Baal Shem Tov was in a state of great dveikus, attachment to Hashem. And he opened his eyes, and this is what the Baal Shem Tov said. And this is the whole derech of Baal Shem Tov here. The whole derech of Baal Shem Tov. Hashir v'hazimra sheshamatem, that song, that calling out that you heard. Hu hashir v'hazimra shel anoshim pshutim, is the crying and the davening of the simple Jews, ha'imim tehillim b'tmimus, who are saying tehillim in a simple way, mikerer v'lev amayk, from the deep heart, memun pshutim, with simple faith. V'atem talmidai, and you, my students, habitu noru, look carefully and see. Uma anachnu, and who are we? She'en onu elarak svas emes. All we have is the ability to speak words that are true. Aguf eino emes, because the body is not true. Physical life is false. The lips, that one part of us that could be true. V'akan neshama hi emes, the soul is true. V'gam hi eina ela chelik min ha'etzem, and even the soul is only part of the essence. It's not the neshama is not the deepest essence of a Jew. Margishim es ha'emes. Look how we can feel the truth. And if we feel, if each and every one of you was able to feel for these few moments, was able to feel to the very core of your being, the emes of what just took place, of how precious, of how important, and how beloved the Tehillim of the simple Jews is in Hashem's eyes. It was that you felt that in your eyes, the Kavachomer, Hashem is Baruch Shu Emes La'amito, and how much more so, Hashem who is the truth of truths, Shemakius Emes Shalamius Tehillim Shal Anoshem Pshutim, how he recognizes the Emes, the truthfulness of the Tehillim that's said by simple Jews. See, that you don't have as much as you used to anymore. You have, you know, you still have certain Yidlach that they can sit and say Tehillim in that simple way. It used to be, and I always mention, I've said it many times in Shul, it used to be that people didn't have so many degrees, and most Jews couldn't read the Mefarshim, but there was a Mila to their Avodas Hashem that was with such simple amunah that they were able to say, that they were able to say Tehillim with such a pureness, with such an outpouring of love. He says, "V'sipra amagid agodla admar azokin eshes man rav achrei zehayu betzar agodla shehira oz achrei rabu bedvaris karvusal anoshim pshutim." Mizrach Amagid apparently is one of those tzaddikim who was a bit upset with why the Baal Shem Tov was so affectionate to the simple ones. So the Mizrach Amagid said that for a long time I felt terribly guilty that I had doubted the Rebbe. For a long time I felt bad about that. V'osa kameti kunum asakin dov is a And the Mizrach Amagid said that I tried many things to try to correct this, that I had commanded, because he had this thought of doubting the Baal Shem Tov. But Leochel Agias Atzmo, he wasn't able to calm himself down, Mizrach Amagid. Ada Shebechad Halelus Ra Machaz and Nifla Shegios Ruch, until one night he saw a wondrous vision that calmed him down. Hu Ra Behecholus Agan Eden Hechel Echad. He had a vision of the chambers in Paradise in Gan Eden. He saw a certain hechela shetinokas shall base rab and yoshvan bovalom din chumash. He had a vision that in some place in Gan Eden there were little children that were sitting and learning, that were studying chumash. But Moshe Rabbeinu Yoshev v'Rosh Hashulchan, Mizrach Amagid saw a vision of Moshe Rabbeinu sitting at the head of the table. Hatinokas lomdu parshas lech lecha. They're learning lech lecha in Bereishis. Ve'echad hatinokas omar b'kol ram hakosav ayipal avram alponav. The pasuk that says that Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu heard that Sarah Imenu was going to have a child, so it says in the Torah that Avraham fell on his face and he laughed, and he said inside of his heart, meaning that there was on his level, whatever that means, there was something there that was not entirely, that there was some tiny drop of doubt. And Moshe Rabbeinu Masgulam, and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mizrach Amagid said, and Moshe Rabbeinu explained to the little boys, to the children that were learning there, Shekola Perushim Shenemar Al Zehei Memes. All the explanations that explain what actually Avraham Avinu was doing, they're all true, Moshe Rabbeinu said, they're true. The B'chol Zos, Ein Mikri Yetzid De Midei Pshut, what does it mean? Still, you can't disagree with the simple pshat of the Pasuk. The simple pshat of the Pasuk is that Avraham Avinu in his heart, on some level, had some doubt. V'im taimu eich efsha adavim Moshe Rabbeinu said, and if you ask, how could that be? Sh'avrom Avinu yimesupuk v'mayim Hashem? How could it be that Avrom Avinu should have any doubt about something that Hashem had said? Teidu, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you should know. Zeu mitzad aguf. That comes from the body. That tiny drop of doubt comes from the fact that Avrom Avinu was sof kol sof, a human being. V'gam guf kadosh. And even the holiest body, it's still flesh, it's still physical. V'oz, that's what he heard Moshe Rabbeinu. V'oz, k'sheshoma harav ha-magid. When Mizrach Amagid heard this, shemitzad ha-guf yichon lios machshavos v'hirhurim ha-boyim b'derech ha-meila, that because of the very existence of the body, it's possible to have some slight doubts or thoughts, and they come on their own. Then he said, finally, shokta rucho al-hirhuro achad al-shem tov b'oz ha-mesiba k'doysho. Then finally he calmed down, and he was able to live with the fact that he had those thoughts about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh from that great Suda. This story about how the Baal Shem Tov, and I'm going to start handing out the second group of pages that deal with the Petira, with the Stalkus, the death of the Baal Shem Tov. that story is that story is the reason that it's so important is because when I said this itself is the Derech HaBaal Shem Tov. This embodies the Derech HaBaal Shem Tov. Means the whole Derech of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which was a chiddush at that time. You have to keep in mind, you have to realize that generally the simple Jews, the simple God-fearing Jews, were the subject of terrible scorn amongst the Talmidim, amongst the scholars. And generally were derided, were looked down upon, they were not respected, and that the Baal Shem Tov was able to make such a revolution at that time in Europe, that he was able within one generation, within two generations, that actually millions of Jews began to follow the Derech HaBaal Shem, that he showed he showed how precious and how valuable the avodah of the simple Jew was, and how every single Jew has that connection to Hashem. And that's a theme that we find throughout the writings of the Baal Shem Tov and throughout the teachings of his students. Even the greatest scholars amongst his students would show the same respect that the Baal Shem Tov did for simple people. There's a famous maisa that I think I told once in shul. There was the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzerov, Reb Chaim Halberstam, as you know, was an extraordinary scholar. He was a great Talmud Chacham. He was one of the greatest geniuses of the generation. And there was another tzaddik that was called the Gute Yid, the Gute Yid, the good Jew. He was the son of the tzaddik Gemor v'Shemesh. The Gute Yid, the good Jew, he was famous for his Tehillim. He wasn't known as a scholar, but he was known, they used to call him the Tehillim Yid. But he used to say Tehillim. People came to ask him to say Tehillim, and he used to sit and say Tehillim all day. And naturally, the Misnagdim chose him as a sacrifice to ridicule. But who is this? People come to him, he's a rabbi, he's not Morris, does not learn, he's nothing. He sits and says Tehillim all day. So there was a maisa once happened that the Divrei Chaim was working for a long, long time on a Tosfos. Now, when the Divrei Chaim was working, that mind was at work for hours on a Tosfos. He was learning with the yeshiva, and it wasn't going. It wasn't going. He couldn't get to this Tosfos. I mean, he understood the pshat, you know, that wasn't the problem. He was somewhere deep, deep, deep in that Tosfos, and he had kashas. It wasn't going. He couldn't get it. So he didn't know what to, you know, he was so worked up about this. So he ran into the Beis Medrash, Divrei Chaim, and the Gita Yid, the good Jew from Neustadt, that tzaddik was sitting. He was sitting in the back over there, and he was saying Tehillim. So the Gita Yid went over to, so the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer of the Godel, they went over to Gita Yid, and he said, "Do me a favor, help me with this Tosfos." So Gita Yid said, "Well, I don't know." He says, "I don't know how to read Tosfos. I don't know. I say Tehillim. I can say Tehillim, Rabbi. I don't know how to read Tosfos. I don't know what this. I don't know what it means." So the Divrei Chaim said, "Just come on, read Tosfos." So they get to he takes Tosfos and he starts to daven it. He starts to daven up Tosfos, and he stops and he pauses in the middle and he's crying and he says this Tosfos. Divrei Chaim says, "That's it. That's the Torah. That's it." In other words, the way that he emphasized one word, and the way he said it, you know, when you're learning, sometimes it's in the niggun, it's in the rhythm of the sentence. So he said it. So the Divrei Chaim is screaming, "That's the Torah." He was hugging the Gita Yid, and the Gita Yid says, "Yeah, I said it was good. It was good. Okay, good." So the Divrei Chaim said, "I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I'll trade you my learning for your Tehillim." And the Gita Yid said, no. "I say Tehillim. That's what I do." And Divrei Chaim went back to give the shir, and the Gita Yid continued with his Tehillim. And there's such a thing of a Baal Madrega, that that through acts of kindness and through devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that a person can reach Ruach HaKadosh, which of course this is a concept that the Misnagdim were violently opposed to, and something that the Baal Shem Tov taught is such an important part of Chassidus was the respect for the wholehearted emuna pshut, a simple emuna of everyday Jews, regular Jews. And that's why he spent so much time giving them chizik. Let's start to learn the sugya of the p'tir of the Baal Shem Tov. I call it the sugya, the subject, or the matter of the Baal Shem Tov's death, because it's not a simple matter. And we have descriptions of events that led up to his death, things that led up to his death, and also different insights that were handed down from generation to generation regarding the Baal Shem Tov's death and what he said at the time of his death, and there's a lot that we can learn from this. So let's read a couple of this set that I gave you. We'll learn a couple of pieces regarding the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh's Ptira, his histalkus. The first piece here you have on page 64, Ashkafta the Rebbe, the death of the Baal Shem Tov, was told over by the Friedrich Lubavitcher Rebbe in Likutei Diburim, where he says there, HaGoyen HaChosid Rav David Tzvi Chayin Tzipeh Sheshoma Me'ovi Rav HaChosid Rav Peretz Sheshoma Me'achosid HaYasis Rav Yaakov Maharadok Shehoi Mekush LaRav HaKadosh Rav Mendel from the text. That's to establish the authenticity, that this story goes back to no less of an authority in Tzaddik, as Rav Mendel of Vitebsker, who was one of the younger disciples, who was by the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Mendel of Vitebsker. That Pam Besudas Yontav Shel Chag HaShavuos, that Rav Mendel of Vitebsker was once sitting on Shavuos by the Yontav meal. The Hayyub Dvekus Gedola, Rav Mendel of Vitebsker was in a great state of Dvekus, of attachment. Vacharkach Pasach Vi'omer Yodeya Hashem Yimei Tmimim. It says in Tehillim that Hashem knows the days of the ones who are full, of who are whole, who are pure. Evshel Adas says, Shem Hashem Yimei Tmimim. He says, what does it mean, Yodeya Hashem Yimei Tmimim? The simple pshat in that is that Hashem knows, Hashem pays close attention to the days of those who are pure, pure-hearted and simple. But Rav Mendel of Vitebsker said that if you look at the lives of the Tmimim, of the Tzaddikim, you could discover Hashem. Yodei Hashem, you could find that Hashem from the Yimei Tmimim. What does that mean? Hamamshichim Elokus Ba'olam. He says, Umakashim Olam Elokus. Those Jews who bring this world closer to Hashem, Shebekach Osim Es Olam Sholim, he says, our Rebbe Baal Shem Tov chai pamim twice, that's 52 upam achasasar, and plus another was in the 11th year, meaning 10 years after that. So 62 going to the 63rd year. Chavav hashanam arishanos, the first 26 years, hankemis b'shem havaya hanela, equal, the name of Hashem is 26, yudke vavke. But the hidden name of Hashem, lakach leyanister. And therefore, Rav Mendel Vitebsker said that for the first 26 years, although we heard that the tradition was 36 years, but he says for the first 26 years, the Baal Shem Tov was hidden. And Chavav Shonam Achronus, and then the next 26 years, Hein Kemisper Shem Havai HaGoli, is like the revealed name of Hashem, whatever that means. V'lachein Hayu Bezgalus, therefore the Baal Shem Tov was revealed during those years. Elekideisha Yuchal Ezgalus, Hayatzarech Lios HaSeder Shal Eses Spheres. But in order that this revelation of Hashem through the Baal Shem Tov should be complete, it is necessary that it take place in the order of the 10 spheres, and that's the final 10 years of his life, the middle 10 years of his life. So there was 26, no, so it works out, it's the 36, right. So 26 years where he was, the first of which equals the name of Hashem is 26, the 10 spheres, where he was Masada, in other words, he was preparing to be revealed, to reveal Hashem's presence in this world, those 10 spheres, the 10 years, each one for one of the 10 spheres, and then the final 26 years of his life, when he was revealed, but he was revealed in the Seder, in the order, with the power of having perfected his attachment to the 10 levels of Kedusha, the 10 spheres. That's why the last 10 years, 26 years were revealed.
B'nachlosim la'olam tiyah, b'tarasav al-shem tov, novel ha'artzeinu ha'kadosha. The Reb Mendel Vitebske said, the v'nachlosim la'olam tiyah, and that through the teachings of Baal Shem Tov, we're going to return to Eretz Yisrael. V'yotze b'riku b'simcha gadol, and Reb Mendel Vitebske, when he finished saying this, he jumped up and he began to dance with tremendous simcha. V'lofa toshuv. The next piece is in the B'nai Sotcha. Shamati mimagidei emes. I heard from the tzaddikim. Sharab ha'kodesh Baal Shem Tov Zal, Omer b'shas p'tiroso, this is one of the traditions that we have of what the Baal Shem Tov said at the time of his death. That he said, Ka'es ani yodea lomen divresi, the kavonas b'yasi. Now I understand, the Baal Shem Tov said before he died, now I understand why was I created, and the lomen divresi, the kavonas b'yasi, and Hashem's intention in creating me, v'hamaskilim yavinu. The Bnei Sotcha doesn't explain. He says, those who have intelligence, those who are wise will understand. What did the Baal Shem Tov mean by that? That right before he died, he said, now I understand the purpose of my life, and now I understand why Hashem created me. Now, if you look,
is by masking the meaning of those who are smart will understand what I mean?
Or what the Baal Shem Tov meant.
Will understand about their lives.
I think it's the same. What the Baal Shem Tov meant, and we'll. I don't know what it means, so I can't explain any more than that. I'm not sure what it means. Now look at the bottom. There's a note on the bottom from the Shivcha Baal Shem Tov. The Shivcha Baal Shem Tov, this is one of the most famous pieces. I don't know why the author of the Sefer decided to put this in a footnote, but it happens. It's very famous. The reason that I didn't read the piece inside is because it's something the Alpi Kabbalah, which is not understandable for us, but the footnote is. So in the footnote it says of Shivcha Baal Shem Tov, it says in the Shivcha Baal Shem Tov the following: Shamati me'arav dekila seinu sheshamer Reb Yosef Mikaminka, who was one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. Shabal Shem Tov hayu metzapa la'alus b'sa'ara k'mar Eliyahu zochel atov. That the Baal Shem Tov during his life was hoping that when he would die, he would go up like Eliyahu Hanavi, that he wouldn't have to be buried in this world, that he would go on a chariot of fire, the way that Eliyahu left the world. The hayu metzara alzeh b'tzara gadol. And he was, and at one time he was in a state of terrible, terrible tsar, of terrible anguish. The sovru b'nei gilo, shehu mitzara p'tiras ishto. It was after his wife passed away. The Baal Shem Tov seemed to be very, very upset for a long time. He was very upset. He was in a state of tsar, of anguish. After the death of his wife. V'sholu oso, ki yodu she'en zemidoso. And they asked him, come on, Rabbi, get over it, you know. They didn't
snap
out of it, you know, like, sometimes you'll end up with a person will go to a shiva call and someone will say to someone, listen, you know, go get over it, it'll be fine, you don't have to say, God forbid, you know, the shyness, like, they weren't saying, they understood that the Baal Shem Tov had an unbelievable, that of course his attachment to his wife was great, but the Baal Shem Tov had an unbelievable kach, a strength to be able not to show his emotions to everybody, and that it wasn't his midah to mourn in such a way, and the Talmidim were wondering, you know, Rebbe, it's enough, you know. So the Baal Shem Tov beheshev shemitzdar al elu moichin shemachrochim anuach ba'adama. The Baal Shem Tov said, you don't understand. The reason that I'm so upset is because now this brain that I have, this body that I have is going to have to be buried in the dirt. Because I had hoped that I'd be able to rise up in a fire, Tasha. But now that my wife died, I'm only half a human being. I can't do this anymore. This is why I'm crying. Because the Zohar says that a husband without a wife, a man without a woman, and her without him, it's a plaguf. It's not an entire. It's not an odom hashalom. It's not a shlemus. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, you know, that I was hoping we'd be a team. I was hoping to be able to go up like Eliyahu HaNavi. And now that my wife passed away, so I'm not able to. I won't be able to do that. You know, there's a shail in halacha. The Chassam Sefer talks about in the tshuva. You know, whether Eliyahu HaNavi used to come down, So there was a whole question. After Eliyahu left this world, was his wife Muteris? What's the din of his wife? Is she allowed to get married? She's not allowed to get married. Eliyahu used to make occasional visits to the world. So the Shaila, he comes in the Neshama. He comes. He still comes through. The Neshama.
Did she mention?
No. So, I don't know what to say about that. Unless, you know, we certainly don't understand the Madrega of Baal Shem. And the Baal Shem Tov must have, it could be that Elyonovi, being Elyonovi, that he was able to achieve such a Madrega. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh in these last years before Mashiach understood on the Madrega they were holding by that it wasn't Shaykh. It wasn't Shaykh alone. But I don't know. I don't know.
But this contradicts something else.
Yeah.
Firstly, that he said that if he wanted to go up, he could have gone up. Didn't learn that the way Eliyahu was able to.
That wasn't the exact lotion, but that must have been from the early time in his life that he was hoping to. But when his wife passed away, so then he saw that it wasn't Shaykh anymore. It wasn't Shaykh. All right, turn to the next page. Okay. Just another minute or two.
Another hour.
Everybody wants to know, what was the last thing the Baal Shem Tov said? The last thing he said. That wasn't the last thing. That was the last thing that they heard. Maybe it was the last thing, but the last thing that they heard. That now this Kabbalah is agreed upon in all. It was handed down very, very clearly to all the Talmidim. From this, there were many people that were standing there, and this is found in the Sheves Yisrael of the Tzaddik from Volodnik, where he says, "Abal Shem Tov Nishmosa begins in Miraimim, Kaidim Estalkusa Mamish." Right before he died, Hatu Oiznam, Hitu Oiznam Lishmo Mashaimer. They were bending down to try to hear what the Baal Shem Tov said. Vishomu Shaimer Al. Now, this will be very anticlimactic. He says, "Al Tivayeni Regal Gaiva." He said, "Hashem, help me not to have conceit. Help me not to feel any conceit. Keep me far away from allowing the slightest bit of conceit to come into me." Because what does that mean? I mean, going to see it's explained a little bit, but you see the Baal Shem Tov, I suppose maybe the Baal Shem Tov was making a cheshbon nefesh. No, he was quite accomplished. But what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh did, people couldn't do in thousands of years. So the last moment that the Baal Shem Tov was making maybe a cheshbon nefesh, was adding everything up, and then the way that he was dying was such pureness, and the way the Talmidim was standing there, so he felt that he was in danger. He was in danger that last second should be spoiled. He was worried that the last second shouldn't be spoiled by the slightest tremor of self of the self. That it should be that he should leave the world completely in such a way. The Kodesh Baruch, you know, there was a Maisif, I think it's in the Rishna, I think I once told in the shul, that the Rishna had a certain chassid, it was a big chassid from the Rishna. It says his name, I don't remember his name. It was one of the big chassidim of the Rishna. And when he was dying, the Rishna himself went to be there by the time that the Neshama was going. And all the chassidim, everybody came there to be with this tzaddik that was Nifter. And they say that the Rishna, I believe, it might not be the Rishna, but I think it was the Rishna, the Rishna, at the last moment, the Rishna asked, the man was still just, I thought he was going to leave the world, and the Rishna asked him, tell me, what is it right now? What's your thought right now? What's your thought right now? So he was trying to say something, and the Rishna put his ear right next to him, and the Rishna said that, what did he say? He said, I'm thinking, boy, is this going to be a gewaldige Shema Yisrael? Like, boy, the Olam is going to have Hana. I'm going to say a Shema that's going to knock everybody out. You know, there's going to be a real ending. It's going to be some special ending. And that he wanted chiz, you know, and the Rebbe was mechazikin to not to have that thought, to get rid of such a thought. But, you know, this was, you know, in a person, can you imagine? And he wasn't Stam a Jew. He was a Chosheb Yid. He's an important person, but that last thought is, "Ooh, I'm gonna make this a good one." You know, I have a captive audience, and the Olam is here, that they're gonna say, oh, you have your uncle, or Moshe, whoever he is, he said a good Shema Yisrael, you know. So, the last thing that Moshe Amtum said was, that Rabbi Shalom, help me, that I shouldn't have a trace of Gaiva. That it should be in such a way, that it should leave in a clear way. And that, and the version of that, that the Rav Shitzer brings down in the next piece, is Shamati Shabal Shem Tov Zal B'Shas Moisai Hay Roichish B'Svosav, that the Baal Shem Tov was whispering, V'Yitwayiz Nomei Lov, and they leaned over, V'Shomush Yispalo Shiyanatsum Akni, it's the same thing, that the Baal Shem Tov was davening, that he shouldn't have any external thoughts, meaning of himself. Bikan Yesh Lahav, in the Rav Shitzer writes, from here we should understand, Ad Heichna Dvar Megiyin, Shet Tzadik Kamois, he says, look, that a Tzadik on that level, like the Baal Shem Tov, B'Shas Istalkus, when he was leaving this world, Hayagam Ken Yori L'Navsha, he was so afraid, Mipnius HaMachshav Eschus, that he shouldn't have a thought, that he shouldn't lose the concentration, that he shouldn't have a thought that would be.
Is there any inconsistency between what you learned before about that he was sad, that his brain was not remaining? Is there any inconsistency between that and the idea of Gaiva?
In what respect?
Well, before you said that he was in pain, that this brain, this mind, would no longer be.
Oh, right. Sounds like Gaiva.
Sounds like Gaiva.
Yeah, now that's. These Diburim, these kind of words that we see from the Tzaddikim, for instance, the most famous for using words, for speaking in such a way was Rabbi Nachman from Breslov. And you look at Rabbi Nachman, the way he spoke about himself. Yeah, this is something that we're really going to have to study at a separate time, but I'll just mention just one sentence about it very, very quickly. There was these Tzaddikim lived in such a total, complete state of bittul, of self-annihilation, that when they spoke about themselves, It wasn't at all with Gaiva. In other words, even though the Baal Shem Tov would speak about his madrigas, when you look at Rabbi Nachman, people that don't understand Chassidus at all, when they read from Rabbi Nachman's teachings, the way that he spoke about himself, I've met people that said, yeah, I looked into Rabbi Nachman's books, says, I can't stand it. You know, what's the matter with the way he talks about himself? Because they don't understand the first thing about who these tzaddikim were, or what they were teaching. Rabbi Nachman, when he spoke about himself, he was bottled. The reason that when we say, you know, of course I'm not, you know, we speak with certain humility, is because we hold ourselves a certain way. That we're trying to humble ourselves and to sound humble. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Rabbi Nachman, these tzaddikim, is Nachshon Ka'ofer. They were mamish, like, they had b'chlal no sense of self, of ego. So when they said, all they were describing was the Metzius. The Baal Shem Tov said that this moach, this mind, is going to be in the dirt. And it's chaval, because this is a moichin, this is an unmovable mind that shouldn't be buried in the dirt. And he wasn't sensing any guy when he said that, but before he was nifter, on his level, he felt on a certain, it must have been that he was afraid that there would be something of the self would creep in. But when they said those kind of things, when the Baal Shem Tov would speak about himself in such a way, there was also the Kotskis to say certain mean lashonis that are hard to believe that a person would talk that way, and someone that's not used to it seems what is that to speak about themselves, but they were on such a level of tzidkus that it wasn't a concern that you know I'm making myself look a certain way. It was just a statement of fact. That was it.
They saw shemus shem gava. The slightest stain of an ego was certainly the
most horrible thing.
Regel
Gaiva. And the Sarma Kedoshim talk a lot about what does that mean? What does it say? Regel Gaiva. Why did he stop? He used that pasuk. The other psukim. Mitzvah will continue with that next time to discuss more of the prop and the details of the ptira. And what Tzaddikim had to say about this Talkus of Baal Shem Tov, we should be Zarechim Mitzvah Hashem to be able to have a little bit of an understanding of who the Tzaddik was and to be attached to his teachings, and that's Chuz. We should be Zarechim for B.S. Agol and have Yom Yomino Amen.